What do the people want?
What do the people want? All right, Bat Radio. Good morning.
Drivel. That's what they want. Drivel. I'm ready to give it to them. You ready? Driving up there on I-45 or 59 North or 45 South or the East Tex Freeway, you're about to get yourself a big, hot, steaming plate of drivel.
Today.
Yours truly, Mike Meltzer.
Vandy will be in here 2 hours from now. This could be awful radio. I'm not really sure.
With Vandy?
No, not with Vandy.
Oh, okay.
No, Vandy will be great.
No, Vandy would be awesome radio. I wish he was coming in for 4 hours today.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
to come
Vandy.
In and chat with him.
Yeah.
Yes. Landry criticized the show.
Is that news?
Not really.
That's pretty much like, if you're saying that Vandy, or excuse me, if you're saying that Landry spoke sometime in the last, 3 hours, I would assume he criticized the show.
Then some critique would happen.
What's his gripe now?
It actually doesn't apply to everybody listening right now.
Okay.
But Landry's critique is that the A topics that we do,
uh-huh.
whatever A topics we had recently, the first time we do them, we're good, we're energetic,
oh,
etc.
No, we lose that. We
but the second
out?
Time, we sputter out. Yes.
I blame
do we
you.
Sputter out?
I don't know. That's a good question. Do we sputter out? I don't feel that way. I feel that by the 7 o'clock hour, I'm just getting warmed up. How am I sputtering out, Landry?
Landry, how are we sputtering out?
I just think that sometimes we go on the internet or something and we see what someone says and we just don't bring the same heat the second time around.
Oh, you're talking about Mike.
Talk
then.
About it.
Okay.
See, this is ironic though because
don't do this coach thing where you yell at the whole team so you can get the message to one guy. That used to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Like Capers is up there yelling and screaming for 10 minutes and you know it's because of Antoine Peake. It's like one guy that you're yelling at there. And we're all getting yelled at for that reason. I feel like of the two of us, you know that Mike is the one that is most frequently affected by either internet chatter, Twitter chatter, or text line chatter. Fair?
Well, sometimes you'll go on a rant, though, like at the beginning, and then when we go back to it, you're just like, yeah, you know, I've already said what I had to say about that.
It's because I've got coffee in my hand at that point.
Yeah.
You got to get the coffee out of my hand.
Sometimes we do that, but
okay.
I think Mike's making more fun of just the corny way that I write my stuff on the memo. I think that was the way that he was...
It's
giving
very,
me a hard time yesterday.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do. It's kind of like it's like something I'd read in like a pamphlet or a book. And Landry specifically bolded this caps lock. Very.
Now I hate myself for doing that. I hate when people send emails and bold stuff that doesn't need to be bolded.
Like, this is like a tract from 1755. Like just the inklings of someday there's going to be a revolution. We're not there yet, but this is what these are my political beliefs.
Basically, the concept here is that. When we revisit A topics during the show, we have to make sure we bring it the second time as much as we did the first time.
Okay, so since we're starting the show off with this, is this our A topic?
So
I got to bring fire right this moment.
And then the
next time this happens again, when we bring up our A topic three more times, I've got to bring the same level of fire about this thing that is just this notion that's just been introduced to me.
So
damn it, that's going to be hard.
Landry presented two theories. One is that we forget how often the audience changes over in the morning.
That's true.
Or two, that we hold back because of feedback that we get from the internet.
Feedback kind of
stand down.
That's true.
I don't feel like I actually get enough feedback from the internet.
You get plenty, Mel.
Because of that, you overly weight every little morsel of feedback you get. Where the vast majority of people listening are driving their cars, and because they're good damn citizens, they're not gonna text you or tweet you while they're driving. They're trying to enjoy their drive-in. And so the one or two people that either are angry or enthralled with what you're saying aren't necessarily an indicator of whether you shouldn't allow that to validate your opinion. If you're looking for Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else, as a sports radio host or anybody else, if you're looking for validation from social media,
yep.
Or the internet, it's a fool's errand. You're gonna either find, if you look hard enough, either consciously or subconsciously, and that's the big one, subconsciously, you're gonna find a whole bunch of people that either agree with you or are your detractors. And because some of us are masochists and you kind of almost seek out the people that are gonna call you a moron. I'm looking at you, Mike.
See the case of Alex Bregman.
This is what happens every time, Landry. You've noticed this. We probably don't do enough non-sports topics on the show, and it's because of this. Because Mike, inevitably, Mike will be off the text line for like a week. If we decide to do a non-sports topic, he goes to the text line to seek out the one person who's like, sports, please.
What
stick
a disgrace
to sports.
By
and
me.
Then, and then you can't, you get frazzled midway through because one person out of thousands and thousands says, sports, please. That's an issue. Yeah. You gotta.
What a disgrace figure. By me.
No, it's not that big. It's just
no, that's a bad job.
Yeah.
Do I do that?
Not as much as you used to.
Huh.
You used to get really, we both used to get really irate about things on the text line.
I told you, I've reformatted my whole philosophy.
Yeah, that's good.
On criticism over the last 6 weeks. Now, I'll still argue with people passionately about different things that I am passionate about.
Yeah.
Like, I debated with that lawyer Eggdorf about Chris Paul's defense.
You debated with Gene Eggdorf?
Yes.
The guy's a moron. What are you talking about? Why would you debate with him?
I don't know, man.
Why, of all the people to debate with, why did you get into it with him?
I'll tell you why.
This is the problem. Eggdorf isn't a moron, but he thinks everybody else is. Yes. So he states the obvious like it's the most profound thing in the world. And it's so frustrating because, like, I'm Gene Eggdorf, lawyer. I will tell you this. Teams raise ticket prices to make more money. Thanks, freaking Einstein. I didn't know that. You profound genius.
You know why I got into
an
argument?
You're really devaluing the law degree there, buddy.
You know why I got into an argument?
What?
Because Jonathan Fagan, the Rockets beat writer for the Chronicle, quoted Daryl Morey as basically saying during the summer league in Las Vegas that, hey, having a guy like, he basically compared what you need to beat Golden State right now to how they philosophically thought about Shane Battier playing defense against Kobe.
Yeah.
That you basically have a guy who reduces the effectiveness of Kobe.
And Mark Van.
That makes logical sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And Gene was basically like, well, how are we taking advice from a guy who's won 3 or 4 playoff series in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's the principle, damn it.
Right, an attorney should know the difference between arguing the logic of an argument versus the ad hominem attack.
Yes.
So he's basically taking the ad hominem attack. The argument, independent of whom it came from, whether it was from Daryl Morey or a guy on the internet or anywhere else, so the argument is the argument, and you evaluate it separate from the actual person delivering the argument.
Yes.
For shame, Gene Eggdorf. Yeah, you need to go back to remedial law school. We've got so many listeners. Like, I love it when lawyers call in because they're so bright and they're so eloquent, and they make points where you're like, God, damn it. I'm glad this guy isn't in sports radio because he'd be better at my job than me. So I get especially insulted when an attorney is bad at sports talk. I get especially insulted at it.
Did y'all see what In the Loop did yesterday? There was I got a little bit of piece of audio of what they did yesterday because a lot of people say yesterday was the slowest sports day of the year. I thought we did a pretty good job. You know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it.
I hit my A topics like it.
Well,
100% intensity.
You guys rocked it.
Followed by 75% intensity by at least 50% intensity the third time.
In the Loop did a Mount Rushmore of celebrity breasts. Do y'all just want to hear a little bit of this?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, here you go.
The Mount Rushmore of celebrity breasts.
All right, the Mount Rushmore of celebrity breasts.
Okay,
that's what
now this is a great topic. Now keep in mind, Mount Rushmore is alive or dead.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, that's a great point, John.
Mount Rushmore is all time.
How is that a great point?
So Mount Rushmore of celebrity breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna give you mine. I got a couple in mind already.
Okay.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that's way up there.
I think Katy Perry's there no matter what.
Okay. No
matter the era.
Those are good.
So Marilyn Monroe, Katy Perry, and you can help us 713-572-4610 via the text board.
It's actually pretty hard to think of on the
Dolly
fly.
Parton.
Dolly Parton, she's on there for various reasons. She's on there.
So I need one more?
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe, Katy Perry, Dolly Parton, and Sofia Vergara or Kate Upton?
I think you got to go Sofia Vergara just to get some flavor in there.
All right.
What's that mean, Cody? Just some flavor.
I had not heard that.
Damn dehumanizing thing I've ever heard.
I had not heard that. You know what?
You know what? Good job for John for going all natural on all those, as far as I remember.
Hold on, Dolly Parton?
Oh, sorry. Wait, didn't she? Yeah, I thought she was natural. She wasn't?
I think she had implants.
But she had big knockers back in like the 70s,
you
right?
You can have good implants. Let's quit discriminating against our people with implants. But I just like how Lopez says Mount Rushmore can be alive or dead. And it's literally like he just cured cancer on the air.
Mount Rushmore is alive or dead.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, that's a great point, John.
The Cody reactions to John's points.
As opposed
points.
To like a Mount Rushmore of presidents. Let's remember, dead presidents are allowed on Mount Rushmore of presidents. As in, they all are dead. Yeah, so good job there. I would have had a really hard time out of the top off the top of my head pulling any of those out. I would say that
I would have gotten Sofia Vergara.
Well, no, this is the problem though. All of those women, as far as I can tell, have never actually bared their breasts, right? So yeah, how do you actually make an estimation? That's all like how much can you stuff into a bra?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that braless they've got great breasts.
Halle Berry's got to be on that list.
Right, well, because she's exposed all.
Just
you'd
so we can add
know.
Some flavor.
Yeah,
I don't know if I agree with your theory on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how a lot of women with big breasts are, when they're braless, it's not as impressive.
I think that you can guesstimate.
It's not just physics.
I think you can guesstimate.
Guesstimate how? What?
What does that mean?
You can look at them in different.
What does guesstimate mean?
Guesstimate means you can look at them in different clothes, images.
You're sitting here saying because you've got so much experience that you know you can eyeball it. And be like, I know what this is going to be like at 2 a.m.
If you would have said that to Stutes, he would have given you.
Ooh.
Yes, Seth is sitting there, and he's just completely hiking his leg on your theory.
I'm skeptical of everything. All
I believe
your,
in this theory.
All of your breast viewing philosophies.
Point. We are going to hear Peyton Manning taking a pretty good shot at Kevin Durant. And did we miss the boat on a somewhat big Houston sports story on Wednesday's show?
Ooh.
That's next. Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610.
Do you want to sleep cool?